Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Feel the ill and want to see us ride. I guess because the only God knows why. They call me cowboy. I'm a singer with black. So throw a finger in the air. Let me see where you're at.
Say, does he shout out all the songs?
Hear where you're at. Say,
hey.
I'm giving it back.
I did bar with the bar and I yodeled in the valley.
Say,
how great was it at the show when everybody was, hey.
That must have been quite the moment.
Listen, if you think that's bad, you should play one of his new songs because that is bad. First Kiss, though, that's a great song.
They're both bad. Like, his new stuff, his old stuff, all of it is equally bad to me.
Sorry, it's no Beastie Boys.
Exactly. What's a new song
First
by Kid
Kiss.
Rock? First Kiss?
Yes.
All right.
It's awful.
This is technically the song that brought on tears for me. Technically.
This is the one.
Yeah.
You shed tears of this song.
Yes. Live, you know, in a very special moment, you know, that brought memories of my childhood. Yes.
Okay. First Kiss. This is from his newest album, I would assume.
Yeah.
All right. The $20 ticket is back for the 2015 summer tour.
Here's a look at some of the big names who will be in town today for the groundbreaking at 1 o'clock.
Just envision it.
Former San Diego Chargers.
This great guitar riff start off the show.
What's happening right here?
I think he's listening to the radio.
Oh,
no, he's not. That was on something else. Might be.
In Oceania, it was my first truck.
Is this where the tears start to well up and you're thinking, don't cry?
No, they were flowing at this point already.
Oh, my God.
See?
This is terrible. You're right. Earlier, that wasn't terrible. This is terrible.
Wait to the hook.
Oh, my God.
Here it comes.
I can't wait.
Bring it.
Turn my stereo up and roll my windows down. Because it reminds me of my first kiss.
Here we go.
Always miss.
Okay. You're right. You're right. That was terrible. His new stuff is way worse than his old stuff.
Thank you.
That's Americana right there.
Oh. Americana badass. All right, so we have the audio, I hope censored, from Promo John talking to patrons of the $20 Kid Rock show.
Hey, Bob, listen. You hear him? You talk to him? Or don't hang in there?
I was hoping to talk to you.
Talk to both of us.
I can't hear
brother.
This guy.
He's my brother.
This is your brother?
Yeah.
What's this guy look like?
At this point,
paint the picture.
Yeah, at this point, well, he has no teeth. He has one side crooked snaggle tooth. He's got a large beard. He's wearing some sort of veteran-esque hat on his head.
Okay.
And he smells terribly. And when he says talk to him, originally when I walked upon him, he was talking to what appeared to be himself. But he had a cell phone in his hand. And when I came up and like approached him, he said talk to him. And he handed me a cell phone. So there wasn't anybody else there when he said, talk to my brother. He was trying to hand me a cell phone.
Okay. I noticed he says, talk to my brotherhood.
Yeah.
My brotherhood.
That's my brotherhood.
I don't know. Brotherhood. I really don't know.
Talk to my brotherhood.
Don't hang in there.
I was hoping to talk to you.
Talk to both of us.
I can't hear
brother.
This guy.
He's
this,
my brotherhood.
This is your brother?
My brotherhood.
Brotherhood.
So give brotherhood. Me, I'm going to say some words, like word association.
He's called Baba.
Like, I say Confederate Uh-oh. Flag and you say what?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Baba. Uh-oh, Baba. Yeah, give me a troll, bro.
Nobody knows who you are.
Bye. I called. I don't. I took her away. I'm a mad white boy. They took my flag away.
They say you took your privileges away.
Hey, white people died over that flag. And they called that on right? White people died over that flag too, didn't they?
They?
Hey, did the white people bring the here? Oh. Who brought the black people here? Was it the white people?
He translate it all?
I would.
If I may?
Yeah.
He's referring to the historical period where the Africans loaded fellow Africans onto slave ships and sold their own black man over to the United States of America. He's in essence trying to clear the white man's name, as it was blacks who put the blacks on the spaceship, my brotherhood.
Oh, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Bring the here. Who brought the black people here? Was it the white people?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm asking questions.
I'm not very clear on my history.
Who brought the white people to the black here?
I don't really know. That was a long time ago.
It wasn't the white people. It wasn't the white people.
So who was it?
It is in like our flag. They called us. The mother over yonder. Who discovered America?
Christopher Columbus?
Okay, then. Who brought the here? Okie dokie?
Yes, what he's referring to there is the slave driver Okie Dokie, who did indeed load the black slaves onto the boats to bring them to America to work on plantations. It was indeed Okie Dokie who sold his fellow black man out.
Who brought Okie Dokie? Who brought Okie Dokie?
They're repeating once again that it was Okie Dokie, not the white man, who sold the slaves to Africa from Okie Africa. Dokie? America.
And when you tell people you like Kid Rock, they assume that you're just like that guy.
Yes, a safe assumption, because for every Kid Rock fan like the two of you with jobs, there are thousands without. Is that all we have from Mr. Okie Dokie?
Yes.
Why do you need more?
No, I got enough from him. Who else do we have?
You asked these people about a threesome?
Yeah, it pretty much went down that road. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It's a pretty good question.
I want
to
hear.
If you had to like have sex with one forefather, who would it be?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
If you had to have a three-way with your girlfriend and one forefather, or you get shot in the head, who's it going to be?
I'm just getting shot in the head.
You've got to go full on Andrew Jackson. No. George Washington, man, wooden teeth and all. You get on one side, you know, and he gets on the other, and you high-five in the middle.
That's respectable, man. You're a true American.
George Washington.
That's a great question.
It is. Which of the forefathers would you choose for a three-way? I do like that. So do they.
Benjamin Franklin all day.
I'm more of a Thomas Jefferson guy.
And then there was their opinion on the Confederate flag, which was, I guess, a hot topic in the parking lots of the Kid Rock show.
I wonder how offended by the Confederate flag they might be.
You got to give us your shirt before we talk.
Off my back?
Yes, that's how it works.
Ball to the ball.
You gotta take it off.
I had a sweet Ba with the Ba shirt on at this point.
What did it say? Ba with the Ba, the dang de dang boogie with the boogies boogie say up jump the boogie?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
And when approaching them, they said, "We'll talk to you, but you need to take your shirt off."
Oh, and did you?
No, we didn't get to that point.
Sacrifice is appreciated.
Yeah, you gotta take your shirt off. That's it.
Take it off.
Okay, what do you want?
What we're about.
Hey, don't listen to
me. So we're out here doing like word association.
What did you find?
Confederate flag.
I'm his wife.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have Confederate flag fingernails.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now,
they're very lovely.
I was in the Army.
Okay.
I don't fly it, but I will. You got to respect Southern heritage. However, I know people want to throw the slavery in the issue, which is a terrible thing. But we're going to talk about pride. These guys, most guys that fought for that flag, and this is a Tennessee battle flag is what that is. Most people fought for that flag were too poor to even own shoes, let alone slaves. And every state was pretty much their own country at that time, kind of. And you fought for your home, whether you agree with their policies or
not. He hasn't brought up Okie Dokie yet.
So a lot of people fought under that flag. Doesn't mean that they were for the politics at the time. They were fighting for their homes. And that's the Southern pride issue. That's where I'm hoping a lot of people, that's why they like the flag.
I'm sure that's why most people like the current Confederate flag, right? For the poor people who had to fight the war?
Of course.
Like most people, it's heritage, not hate. Sure.
I'm hoping a lot of people, that's why they like the flag.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people are just plain racist ass.
Oh, you might be right on that one. That was the best commentary you're probably going to hear at a Kid Rock show.
That was pretty good. They were good people. They actually were fans of yours. They were from Orlando. They were big real radio fans.
So
they knew of you.
Okie dokie. Shout out to my peeps. We got another one, or is that it?
Yeah, that was it.
That's all. Promo John just did a little bit. I didn't ask him to go out there at all. He just decided on his own that he would interview a couple of people. So.
And it seems like
I'm just trying to make John cry before he leaves. That is awful.
That makes Ba with the Ba look like a Beatles song, doesn't it?
It truly does. Like, that is some terrible, terrible music.
It's very emotional, very heartfelt. You guys just don't feel it. You guys don't understand it.
Well, listen, we do appreciate you taking your spare time away from the American badass and getting us some audio. We did. I do appreciate the Okie Dokie, man, very much.
Thank you. Yes, it was a pleasure.
Yes, if Promo John isn't crying at Kid Rock concerts, he is trying to track down Bigfoot in the Ocala National Forest. So you'll see him around town.
I get in where I fit in.
Thank you very much, Promo John. You are phenomenal. He is the John Senning, Senning, on the Twitter machine. And your efforts to help our show are always appreciated.
Thanks. Okie dokie.
Thank you very much. Paul, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
What's up, Drew? Great show, man.
Thank you, man.
I just wanted to say, when you were talking about forefathers, that dude John said that he would pick Ben Franklin.
Yes, that's right.
He's a forefather. That's like a president, more or less, isn't it?
No. If he had meant former president, he would have said former president. But Ben Franklin is a forefather of this country, whether or not he ever had the presidential office, sir.
Yeah, but for more of his life, he was over in England.
Your point? Your point?
My point is, how was he a forefather of America if his life in England?
If I may, sir, reading from the internet where facts are contained, Benjamin Franklin was one of the founding fathers of the United States, a renowned polymath. Franklin was a leading author, printer, political theorist, politician, postmaster, scientist, inventor, civic activist, statesman, and diplomat. Definitely one of the founding fathers, or if you will, forefathers, of which there are more than four, by the way, of the United States of America. It has been my pleasure to educate you, sir. Is there any other erroneous facts that you have on American history that I may then slap you about the face with?
You also knew that he ran away from Boston to Philadelphia, so he was actually a criminal when he did.
Well, that's good to know. Still one of the forefathers of the United States of America, along with George Washington, John Hancock, and Okie Dokie.
Great show, Drew.
Thanks, pal. Appreciate you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I feel like he'd be the best in the bedroom if you were going to, like, share a lover. He seems like a nurturer. He'd, like, want to snuggle you and hold you afterwards. George Washington seems very selfish in the bedroom, I would say.
He absolutely was.
John, when you started interviewing people out there, how many questions did you have? Was it the Confederate flag on which forefather would you want to have a threesome with?
Pretty much. Those were my go-to. They seemed to kind of handle their own, From that point, it just flowed.
I would choose Paul Revere because, if you were in the mix of a sexual encounter at the time with Americans and British, it would be very helpful to know that the British are coming. The British are coming.
I agree.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
A little warning's nice.
Thank you. One if by land, two if by sea. A little Old North Church action.
Do you want to get John on the show? Because he thinks you're funny.
I would like someone who thinks I'm funny. If I can make that happen, that'd be great.
What it do, my peeps? Are you still listening? I sure hope you are. Here's the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day.
I have a word with Ma Dukes.
Calling the landline?
Yeah.
That's the best.
I know. I love landlines. Mm-hmm. Hope Xander doesn't answer. I'm going to want to talk to him eventually, but I want to talk to my mom first. Mm-hmm. That's me calling you, Mom. Yeah.
Hello?
What's up?
Did you get that picture?
Yes. A couple of things are in play here. Number one, why would you ask Xander to draw you a picture? Have your entertainment options dwindled to that's what it's come to?
To get him to stop annoying his cousin.
Okay. All right. Very good. So
I thought it was creative.
Yeah, it is. No, it's good. It's good.
Thank
it encourages him to.
Okay.
And you said, Xander, take these markers and draw me a photo, a picture.
Yes, I did.
What?
Did I know?
Well, describe the picture that he drew to you for you without getting me kicked off the air.
I don't think so. I don't think I can.
It is a crude, rudimentary drawing of Jimmy and the twins.
Yes.
The twins not only have hair on them, but there appears to be a cylindrical brown object emitting from the base of the twins.
Of course there is.
May I speak with my son, please?
Oh, yes. Xander? Somebody would like to speak with you. Now, be mindful that he has had Benadryl.
Oh, okay.
Well, they drug him up, too?
Yeah, what's
he had such... an allergic reaction to something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really bad, but he's much better now. Hang on.
It's one flew over the cuckoo's nest over there.
I know. We're
drugging him up and telling him to draw.
Nurse Ratchet. Hello? What up, buddy?
What's up?
Nothing. You had a bad allergic reaction?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, my eyes started itching, my throat got sore, and my nose started stuffing up a lot.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine now.
Okay, good. Oh, man, I'm sorry that happened. Let's move past that for a moment. You know, when my grandmother, if she had ever asked me to draw her a picture, I probably would have drawn an X-Wing fighter from Star Wars or a shark or something undersea that I was into. When Grammy asked you to draw her a picture, son of mine.
She didn't ask me to draw her a picture.
What'd she say?
She said, go draw or do something else while Jack plays with his Legos, because I was really, really, really bored.
Okay.
And I was scaring him.
Okay.
And then he cried and slapped me. And so Grammy told me to draw.
Oh, okay.
Markers, colored pencils, crayons, what did she offer you?
All she offered me was markers. A box of markers.
And a blank canvas.
And a sketch pad.
Okay. Box of markers and a sketch pad. And how would you describe the drawing that you that you made for Grammy? What would you say that is exactly, son?
Euphoric.
I'm sorry. Did you say euphoric?
Yes.
What would you say it is?
Exactly what I just said before.
It's euphoric.
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of looks like a rocket ship with a smiley face. And
sure, it's a rocket ship.
And it's blasting off.
Go with that, you.
It's Jimmy and the twins with the brown crayon coming out of the bottom of the twins.
It's not a brown crayon, let me tell you that much for sure.
Okay, well, I don't know that that's the most important thing, the most appropriate thing to be drawing for your grandmother, but Seth, a question for my son?
Before you decided to draw that, Xander, did you have any other ideas in mind, or is that the first thing that came to your mind?
That was the first thing that came to my mind, because I knew it would make Jack laugh.
And Jack is your cousin, and he is how old?
He is 7.
Perfect.
It's all about the comedic value.
Sure.
When, you know, going to the drawing pad.
Sure. Did you do indoor skydiving this morning?
No.
Oh, okay. Thought you guys.
Grammy and I figured it was bullcrap because it was $60 for 2 1-minute sessions.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of money to go indoor skydiving for sure.
For 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, Seth.
How bored are you right now?
Very, very, very bored.
Oh, I'm sorry, bud. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you feel inspired to draw anything else this afternoon?
Nope.
If you were to draw something else, what would you draw?
I have no clue.
I would assume the counterpart to the drawing.
Do you ever draw female private parts?
Oh, my God.
Just asking.
No.
Not really your specialty?
No.
Gotcha.
It's not much source material.
True. He's got no inspiration and no models. All right. Well,
oh my God.
I'm sorry that you're bored. I know that your mom is planning on picking you up tomorrow morning and taking you over to your friend's house. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Is this picture now adorning the Garabo fridge over there in Orlando?
Yeah. Is my mom going to put that up on her fridge?
No. She told me to draw a fridge-worthy picture.
I think it's worthy
of the fridge.
Nailed it. I think it is, too. I think it's definitely fridge-worthy.
Xander, are you okay if your dad tweets that out to his 48,000 followers?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Well.
And to tell them what it is, it's a punis.
I'm sorry. Did you say it's a punis?
Yes, a punis.
That a penis going poo?
Yes. I'll also tell you the backstory behind the punis.
Oh.
I want Gio and Seth to listen.
Okay, guys, listen. He's going to tell you the backstory behind the punis.
Okay. So Jack and I were wrestling once on the bed, and he hit me in the penis, and he's like, I hit you in the penis, but it was muffled by a blanket, so it sounded like, I hit you in the punis.
Okay.
And so a couple seconds later, I'm like, wait, you hit me in the punis? And then he started hysterically laughing, and now here we are with the punis drawing.
Wow.
So that drawing is the rendition of an actual punis, what a punis would be.
Yep.
All right.
To be able to capture that inspirational moment and transfer it to the pad is quite remarkable.
Truly remarkable. You're an exceptional young man, and you have just introduced the word punis to the Tampa Bay radio market. Punis,
everybody. Hopefully it's legal to say on the air.
Well, I think it is.
It's a new word.
It's a new fun word that we can be saying all weekend long. Well, I hope you guys have a delicious dinner tonight. Thank you for being an awesome kid, and I miss you tremendously, and I love you.
All right, you too.
You little bastard.
All right, you too.
All right, well, no more punis drawings, and I shouldn't have to say these things. And even though you do get bored, you should appreciate your time with your grandparents, because you know I would give anything to be able to spend time with my grandparents, but they're all dead.
Yep.
And one day yours will be, too.
Oh, Team Punis.
Jeez. Just saying, like, he should appreciate his time with them.
It sounds like he does.
All right, well, okay, one day they're going to die. Well, thank you, young man. I love you, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, you too.
Stop that. Tell me you love me, too, damn you.
I was just kidding. I love you, too, Dad.
All right, cool. And take it easy, all right, bud?
All right, you too.
Bye. So it's a Punis.
How proud are you right now?
So proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.